So thanks very much for agreeing to talk to us.
That's all right, pleasure.
We're both big fans.
We're big fans, we're very excited about this interview.
Aww.
Obviously you're going to be pretty excited for your upcoming tour. Where are you most looking forward to going?
I'm just looking forward to everything. I just love playing. It's just ridiculously fun. I just got back from Europe, and every single place I went in Europe was awesome.
What were the best places you went to around there? Because, I mean, I know you've done a gig in the Alps on a hot air balloon. Did anything compare to that, maybe?
Not really, not in the same level of weirdness. That was pretty weird.
How did that even come about?
I can't remember. I think it was Virgin Radio stuck me in a hot air balloon and put me on air.
Just stuck you in a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
It's come on in, just up you go.
But very few things compared to that. That was pretty insane.
Quite the experience. I'm coming to see you in Bristol, so that should be good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm going to talk to you more.
Goodbye, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like literally just saying that I'm coming to see you in Bristol, and then the phone went dead. I was like, oh.
When am I playing in Bristol? I haven't memorised all the venues.
Mid-November at the O2 Academy.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, actually, that's one of the nice ones. Academies go up and down, but that is a particularly good one.
Yeah, I've been to a couple. I like the venue a lot.
Now, this set's been working really well. When these houses, it just works on a different level to the... I don't know anything off the previous few. I don't know why. It's just... As soon as I started playing it live, it's just made perfect sense. It's just been awesome. I actually got heckled to play more new stuff.
Oh, really?
Which I don't think has ever happened to anyone. Ever.
Interesting.
I know.
You normally sort of go to a gig to like get all of it, don't you?
Yeah. But usually the stuff that you're kind of waiting for is like, you gotta do your hit, come on with the hit.
That must be so rewarding though, to know that the fans are coming there to like listen to you and your music.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I've always been very lucky, like the fan base, the people that come to gigs are just lovely. I mean, I wasn't quite sure how lucky I was until we started having kind of more support acts on tour, and they're people that supported other people and been out with other acts and have seen lots of other crowds, and they're like, dude, your guys are lovely. And they really are. They're just people that are genuinely into music, and it's not fad based or fashion based. They're not trying to be cool. They're people that just like music.
Yeah,
which is amazing, because there's so much fun to work with.
Yeah, that must be nice, sort of like have the crowd of just like people who just want to see you.
Yeah, and also I think people that have seen me before are aware that it is going to be quite interactive.
Yeah.
And there is going to be crowd participation. They're just kind of in from the very beginning, which is awesome.
That makes me excited, the whole like organised fun.
Well, you said you get heckled to play your new stuff. Like, what's most fun to play live?
Oh, out of the new batch of stuff. I mean, it's weird. My favourite one and least favourite one are the same. I'm so happy when I get it right, and I'm so annoyed if it goes even slightly wrong in ways that people don't notice. Which is this track called Been Here Before, which just has loads of really, it's really kind of polyrhythmic, so it's got lots of different layers of rhythm laid over each other, and it's quite hard to sing. So when you put it all together, it's genuinely, like, massively challenging. Yeah, when I nail it, I'm like, yeah! And when it's wrong, I'm just really pissed off.
But you've got to, like, keep you cool, like, no one noticed.
I like having something that's incredibly hard and, like, technically challenging that no one will ever notice. I actually add them in.
You add the complicated bits?
I add it in if I'm doing something, like, really important. So if I'm doing, like, a big TV thing, I'll add something that's really hard, but no one will notice, because then my brain focuses entirely on that one millisecond, and the rest of the song just happens.
That actually makes sense, to be fair.
So that to me is
it
the
does
opposite.
Work.
I'd be like, if it's like a big deal that I'm doing like a TV show, then I'm like, I want to make sure I'm going to nail it, so don't add anything that could trip myself up.
I change the arrangements all the time. I changed like a whole bunch of stuff, like 10 minutes before the doors opened at a gig. I was like, oh, actually, can I just get into the SPDX? Can I move that from a G to an F sharp? And then I can do that there, and then I can hit that on that. That'll be way better.
Brilliant.
And it's so... Because I'm on my own as well, because it's solo, you can... I can really like make up stuff. And I've got to the point where I'm used to playing like guitar with my hands. That sounds stupid. But I'm used to playing guitar and singing and playing kind of bass parts with my right foot and kick drum patterns with my left. And I've got to the point where I can actually kind of improvise in terms of how much I use them. So if it's like a super quiet, really intimate gig and it's pin drop quiet, I might just not do what I normally do if it's like a rowdy, drunken Friday night. I might save everything for like the last chorus or even the last half of the last chorus. Or if it is a drunken Friday night, I might just start with everything in, just leave everything in.
Get the crowd going.
You can. It's really fun to be able to make those decisions, which you can't do if you're in a band, because if someone wasn't playing, you'd be like, Dave, why aren't you playing?
Do you ever have it where you've like recorded a song and then you want to change it afterwards? Have you ever had that? Or do you just like the fact that you can change it live?
I like the fact that I think it should be slightly different live. I think there's an energy to live which is different. Yeah, and also that every gig changes and it's different. And I mean, for me, every gig is always different because I am quite reactive. So if people shout out stuff, I will generally have a go at playing whatever it is.
Good to know, you shouldn't have told me that.
Beth is going to be heckling you.
Yeah.
I don't know, I get heckled more than most because there's no barrier.
Yeah.
To be fair.
It's not like I'm performing and my eyes closed and no one can like get into my zone. I'm like, guys, what do you want? What's your vibe? What do you think?
Love it.
It's so
much more fun.
Does the name Clancy Brown ring any bells to you?
Yeah, it's a legend.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
He does. Well, not always. I think he lives in LA.
But
he lives in LA.
I caught that on YouTube and I thought it was absolutely hilarious because you sound just like the guy who sings the SpongeBob theme tune.
It is pretty close, isn't it?
So Dom told me about this morning and I was like, yeah, don't joke. Like, come on, really? And I like saw a video of it.
I used to do it when I was supporting other artists, and basically what I realised is that when you're a support act, you just need to give people something to talk about in the car on the way home after the gig.
Yeah. Genius.
And if it's really good, people are like, oh, he was really good. And then the main act's on, and then afterwards they're like, oh, what a lovely evening. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you give them something specific to like hang their brain on, like doing the SpongeBob
what better than SpongeBob?
That's so good.
Then that, on the way home, they're like, do you remember when the guy played SpongeBob? Wasn't that mental?
And then it invites them to like look at other stuff.
Yeah, it kind of, it just intrigues people. And then when they get home, they're either looking at stuff on Spotify or
Speaking of people getting to know your music more, for those of our listeners who haven't heard of you or haven't heard any of your songs, can you describe your sound for us? Like, maybe, like, I'm going to say in five words, but we'll give you some leeway.
It's changed every album a little bit. I'll describe this album as kind of acoustic soul with some experimental moments.
There's some experimental moments.
Yeah, there's some really weird track on it. Like, I don't understand, it's bizarre. Same with All Right, it's actually very strange to analyze it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's acoustic, technical soul.
To be fair, that's I'd say a pretty apt description.
Yeah, I was going to say that's how
For this album, I think that works.
Human Love, the last album, was a bit of a, I'd say, a departure from your normal style.
Oh, that was tribal folk.
Yeah. Can you talk us through, like, that change in style?
Basically just do whatever I feel like doing.
Fair enough.
It's how it should be.
If I want to do, like, a small intimate album, I'll do something like Studio Zoo, which was really stripped back and kind of very subtle and probably still my best guitar work.
Yeah.
I think between any albums, because it was so kind of focused on that. And then Human Love, I wanted to do something bigger. I think I was really enjoying like the last 10 minutes of the festival sets where everyone was jumping and it was kind of kicking off. And I wanted just a few more tracks I can put in that last quarter of the set. And they work perfectly, even on my own, like stuff like Father Fall. It's so much fun live. And it's got that kind of big tribal festival thing, and finding the arrangements to do that work on my own, it's been hard, but it's definitely been worth it.
Yeah, to get that like crowd reaction at
festival. It's so much fun to play. And the record, like production wise, I'm really proud with where that record landed, because it was produced by quite a few different people, and I did a few tracks, and yeah, there's a lot of people did did quite a lot of work on us, whereas with the new one, it's much more focused because less people